Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Do not adjust your sets, Bears fans.
That's right. The scoreboard still says that they won. And we thank you for joining us for this one. Thanks to everybody who called, texted. Thanks to everybody who was a part of the meatball machine. That was a lot of fun. We also had some enjoyable social media discussion as well. I don't know what's happening today. Go outside and enjoy the day. Thanks to our guests. We had Dan Wiederer on earlier. TTN. I'm not doing it right, Mark.
TTN.
No, I think you got it,
yeah,
Layla.
You got it.
We'll work on it.
You laid in a perfect TTN. One earlier, actually. It was great.
See, and now I can't even remember what I did.
Well, that's the way it works.
So thanks to Dan Wiederer. Thanks to Anthony Aaron. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, Baby T's helping out, I know. So thanks to Tyler Farringle as well. Thanks to our video team. It's Connor O'Donnell, Max Curtis, and Jacob Stutz. And of course, thanks to you guys for hanging out today, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. And now we get to see Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes as our transition with them is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food.
All right, so we should let everyone know that tomorrow we're doing a swap.
A host swap, but not a full-on show swap.
A newer type of thing.
Yeah, it's a hybrid swap,
right,
if you will.
It's kind of like Tommy Kelly, honestly.
Sort of. Polecats, yeah. Tommy,
tomorrow,
by the way, speaks.
Thank you. Tomorrow, yeah. I am Layla, and Layla is me.
What should we do to like make this official?
It's a good question.
What you should do is we should tell people that yes, what they can
see,
do.
He knows. He knows what to do.
One of us is a professional radio person. That's Lawrence Holmes.
Should we sing? I feel like we should sing or something.
We could sing like a crossover, a transition.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should join The Score and Budweiser live from 2 to 6 at Old Crow in Wrigleyville. That's on Thursday.
That's on Thursday, yeah.
But tomorrow.
Wow, that's just confusing people now.
Yeah, now I'm just.
What happened to the professionalism?
No, you're right.
It's like a Bears Tuesday on a Monday promo. It's a Bears Monday on a Tuesday. And Wednesday, there will be more.
Yeah. That's our actual show swap.
Right, that's the show swap. This is just a host swap.
This is the partner swap.
Yeah. So tomorrow.
That doesn't make it sound any better.
So far, the audience has no idea.
Was it Mike Kekich? Was that who it was? It was two old Yankees that swapped wives and lives.
Yeah, one of them stayed together, the couples, and one of them did not last.
They swapped houses, kids, dogs,
crazy,
and wives.
It's almost as if they didn't think that anybody would be affected by their decisions outside of the four of them.
Wow. They were incorrect, and that's the way we feel about all of you other hosts.
We're back to indecent.
So tomorrow, Speeds is going to be on middays.
I am.
Because Nico was scheduled to do an hour with us, but then things happened. There was a rain out or something.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. But like, so tomorrow it's
me. No, that's exactly what happened.
Me and Grody and Marshall. Tomorrow in middays.
And Lawrence and Layla in afternoon.
That is correct. So I think historically I've always believed that the listeners love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, shake it up a little bit.
It's like a fun crossover episode with the sitcoms. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know.
Was there anything better?
We just had Abbott Elementary had the cast from Sunny, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Come on. I got to see that. That's got to be good.
And they're doing a reverse.
And there's the reverse episode on Always Sunny from their point of view.
Hear me out. What if Law and Order crosses with Law and Order?
Yeah, it could be.
Well, that happened quite a bit.
How about like when Chicago Fire crosses with
Law and Order?
No.
Or the Chicago Police show. What's it called?
Chicago Police.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
And it too would cross over with Law and Order.
Yes, Law and Order is kind of the
Ray Diaz. Your hand is holding.
Yes, I like the best when Dave Wanstead crossed over into Chicago Fire.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So Thursday when we do a show swap, do we lose Wani in that show swap? They get afternoon Wani.
Yes. Oh, we're trying to figure that out.
I think everything should stay put except for us.
This is the greatest thing since Scooby Doo had the Harlem Globetrotters. Batman and Robin.
I'm going to leave the dry erase board. Make sure you have Wani draw something up, because we did it last week and it was bonkers over on the Twitch.
Yeah, that was Alex holding that up, right?
Yeah.
Do we have anybody who tells Alex to hold up the board? Is that going to be an issue?
Not only that, Layla, but Alex went to college for that. He took a class in dry erase board holding and obviously aced it. So I don't know if you have anybody who's qualified.
I believe you'll actually have Alex.
Oh, yeah, that's
right?
A good point.
That's actually a great point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to Vegas?
I don't think so.
That's too bad.
Somebody's got
to
stay home.
What about Robbie? Does he stay with us or does he go to you guys?
No, it means we get Robbie, right?
Are you okay with this, Robbie?
This is going to be traumatic for the producers, like the kids.
Yeah.
like the kids in the high swap.
It's whatever you want to do.
Layla, what's that country club that you've been at for a while, Robbie? I got some bad news for you on Thursday. I rule with an iron fist.
What's that Blink-182 song, Layla, about divorce? What is it?
Who are you, Dr. Claw?
The kids? For the kids? Don't do that to the kids. Stay together for the kids. We need to stay together for our young producers.
Yes.
They're going to be traumatized.
Please.
So.
Yeah, Grody. I went to Riot Fest on Friday.
That's right.
Oh, that's awesome. I was hanging out with Mark Grody yesterday talking Bears.
Yeah, I saw you guys last night on Fox.
I was watching you guys. Looked great.
Thank you.
Sounded great. Lawrence had the pocket square going.
Yeah.
Had the leg comfortably up on the opposite knee. It's like it takes a strong man.
Is that yoga? That's just yoga.
It could be, but it's also like comfort. It's like adult comfort. Look at me. I'm just hanging out. He's good like
well,
that.
Well, it was nice.
Communicated body language.
And it was nice to be able to talk about a win, about a win where you saw all the cool stuff. Like, I love it because it was the things that we were talking about on Friday, Speaks. It was the best of both worlds. It was a Bears win and Caleb Williams balling out. You didn't have to choose.
I didn't think
it was
possible.
You got to have both.
I didn't think it was possible. And I picked the Cowboys. And it's like, I'm so thrilled to be wrong. That was really fun. Can I give you my theory? This is how the league works, right? Like week-to-week league based on matchups and momentum and home field. This win is supposed to be how it works. Like, oh, yeah, they beat them last week, but then they beat them this week. I didn't think the Bears were ready to be a participant in, like, the normal ebbs and flows of the league. Yesterday proved they are. They can beat a bad defense at home. It's like they're in the league. Now I feel like they are actually in the league because this is often how it works. One team looks great one week, looks like ass the next, and you try and figure out why. You spend your week trying to figure out why.
Packers and Browns, an excellent example.
It's what I'm right.
Like, yeah. And so Falcons.
Like all week when we were talking storylines, it was like this should be the Bears win. This should be the Bears win. Like they should be able to put up points on that defense. I just didn't think they were capable of it yet.
I didn't
think they could stop Dak
Prescott.
Was I
the only one?
Yeah, I think you were the only one.
No, I mean like at the station though.
Yeah, no, you did.
I thought they could win. I don't make picks, but I thought they could win the game considering what was going on.
No,
the game
but
probably
I mean, like prediction wise.
You may have been.
He doesn't do it. Lawrence doesn't do it. So are you the only one who made the pick in our 11
station.
Pack?
Yeah, but I don't know about Mully and Haw.
I don't know either.
Haw will tell me.
But seeing them do that yesterday was, there were two particular moments that I thought were significant. And one of them, and we're going to do a deep dive on it later on in the show, the third quarter drive was just amazing. When offensive linemen talk about this, this is what they mean by you exerting your will on the defense. They just kept pushing the Cowboys towards the goal line. And then you have that decision to make on what to do now. Like, what does this look like? Because if you kick the field goal there, this game feels different. If I'm the Cowboys in that moment and you go, oh, it's 13 points?
Yeah.
All right. Because we've been having success running the ball, and Dak's been really, really good. All of those things combined inside of that drive, it was everything that you could hope for.
Didn't you love learning in the postgame that anything inside the five, he was going to go for it? Ben Johnson was going to go fourth and goal, anything inside the five. So that's why that third down wide receiver screen seems a lot better if you know that you're just going for it and that's the way you think about it.
Yeah. The fact that we're talking about well-executed and well-called screens on third down.
Third and 10? Talk about the one to DJ? Oh, no, that wasn't a screen.
Yeah, no, I was talking about, I think it was third and goal, so it was like from the nine, I think it was, and it was to Luther. Luther, who played a bunch yesterday.
Yeah, one of the things I loved, too, about that drive, not that it was just the first drive of the third quarter, which has been a huge bugaboo for the Bears so far this year. It was like in that drive, the baton was handed to DJ Moore. Well, Roma Dunze and Luther Burden were doing all the damage. Hey, let's get DJ Moore involved. Here's a third and 10 to DJ Moore, and then let's get a 4-yard touchdown pass to DJ Moore, and even more after the game. You know, brought up like, hey, you weren't getting yours. He's like, I don't care. It's just all about the winning, and if somebody else is hot, then good. But it was just great the way gradually getting everybody involved in this game, including the tight ends.
How about DJ as a genuine rotation running back? You guys,
I like the novelty of it. I'd like for that to end.
He's twice in that drive. He was the guy. He's the guy, and then it was Swift, and then it was DJ. Then it was back to Swift, and then it was back to DJ again.
And by the way, Roshan Johnson was there. He was making plays on special teams.
He was
in the building.
I'm not sure Roshan Johnson's an NFL player.
Well, I like the idea of DJ Moore in the backfield a lot more than the reality of DJ Moore in the backfield. This is like whenever we play our Tecmo, when I put Jerry Rice in at running back, you're going to be like, oh, that's novel. It's like, it sure is. Yeah. Watch this.
Sure. I used to do with Ernest Givens on the Oilers.
That makes sense.
It's cool if you have three running backs that are better than him.
There it is, Gross. Like, ideally, what you want is that to be a surprise.
Yeah.
You want that to be a little wrinkle to what you do offensively, lining him up there out of necessity.
It's a pleat, not a wrinkle.
Correct.
Well, that's the thing. That's why I rephrase it as like, that's a genuine rotation running back. It's not like, but there was a while there when Deebo Samuel was too. And I realized, we'll talk about it when we get to the drive, but like, that gives you flexibility. If you can use him as that, means if you don't sub from one play to the next, you just move DJ over, you actually have a running back in your running back spot, or somebody who can run your running back stuff.
Well, that's the idea, right? Make the same things look different, make the different things look the same. Ben, I mean, we saw it on that drive.
How about Ben all day long, man? I thought that was a Ben Johnson tour de force a lot of that day. And it was like, whew.
That's what the Bears signed up for in the offseason.
That was it. I agree.
And also just the simple stuff. You know, like simple, like we talk, Tony Gill always says, like his coach told him to do basketball player things. You know, like there are some basics in there to be had as well. Like, hey, if you're going to set up a screen pass, have some downfield blocking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we saw a lot of. You know, just well-executed basics that also got the job done.
My favorite basic, just don't commit the pre-snap penalty on offense.
Zero!
And they didn't.
And don't let your quarterback get sacked.
And they
Zero.
Didn't.
Zero!
It's amazing how that works. Yeah. Oh, don't turn over the ball. How about that?
Zero! Come on, man.
It's a good run.
You win it. You win a game that way.
Yeah.
Today's, I went to the t-shirt drawer, and I'm like, let's see. All right. What are my football options? What are my Bears options? And here is the Bears t-shirt, the Bears Tecmo t-shirt. I mean,
I haven't played that game.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But this is a day for it, isn't it? And when I saw somebody on the escalator wearing a Bears t-shirt, I'm like, how you doing? What's going on? How are you? You know, it's a civic pride day.
Oh, dude, I said the same thing earlier, like just walking in from the South Loop today and so, the meaning of like the Bears promotional stuff, like at bus stops and on the red line, like the Bear looked happy today. The Bear looked happy. He's been so sad. But you're right, the civic pride,
Yes! It's
meaningful again.
Yes, everybody's a little more chatty with each other in every walk of life.
Well, beyond that, Bears fans just needed it. Like, you've been sitting in this space where your team loses a lot, and you've just kind of had to wear it. And the organization tells you, don't worry, it's going to be fine. And you're like, I don't know. This doesn't seem like it's going to be fine. And then it's not fine. Mm-hmm. And they go, don't worry, it's going to be fine. And you're like, well, you said that before, and then it wasn't fine, and now I feel like it's still probably not fine, and then it's not fine. And then you go, wait, what? It's going to be fine. I don't know if I can believe you.
Well, that was the skepticism regarding what Grady Jarrett had to say when we're like, listen, man,
you don't know.
This is our life.
Yes.
Like, we've been here. This is it. He's like, I don't know why people are saying it like this. Like, because we haven't been proven that anything good happens after that like that.
Hey, Groats, is it Grady Jarrett addressed the team Saturday night, right?
Yeah, that's what we were told.
So that means... I got to imagine that he probably expressed some of those feelings, you know, rallying against the public, perhaps.
Well, it was actually on what Jaquan Brisker said or told us in the few reporters was that it was on Wednesday that he spoke, and it was I think it was it Wednesday or Thursday that he made those comments.
Yeah, the players only meeting was Wednesday.
Yeah, at least the defensive players. Like I'm still trying to figure out if the offense had their own players only meeting, but for sure we know that the defense had one. And Jaquan Brisker also said that he was one of those that asked for the meeting, that he and Grady Jarrett are the ones. I got the feeling that Jarrett did the most poignant speaking in it.
And let's be very clear about this, because all five of us have gone through this. Players only meetings are not a good sign. It's not. Now, the idea that it worked this week is great.
Right.
But that's usually a bad thing when we're talking about players only meetings.
But I think we don't have good, clean data on how often they've actually been good or how often they've been bad. It's usually a bad team doing it. So is that ergo post hoc, proctor hoc, or whatever that thing is?
I'll clean it up for you.
If you need one, it means you're bad.
Yeah. Anytime that you've heard a Chicago team say that they had a team meeting, what has most likely been the results of their season?
I don't have that data handy. I know that, have we had show meetings?
More losing than winning.
In the words of a baseball player that I know, he would say, winners win and losers meet.
Okay. Well, I bet good teams have met as well.
They needed a win
in the worst
way. Sometimes you just need to see your ex, and your ex can be a slump buster. In this, Matt Eberflus is the slump buster.
That is my favorite thing about what happened, is what I did not want that guy having success.
My fears were like, Eberflus, we talked about Lawrence walking off Judd Nelsoning his way off the field with the fist in the air, like, yeah!
And he did not have success. And what I love about it is that now, like, because the Cowboys are the Cowboys, that the attention has been like, hey, you know what's bad? The Cowboys Philly's defense is really bad. Oh. What's going on there? Should they make a change? What's happening with the Cowboys defense?
What did Rex Ryan say? Rex Ryan was hilarious about it today. I'm looking.
While you're looking at
Wait, is it that Simple Minds at the end of that?
Yes, don't you forget it. He called it not the Doomsday defense, but the Dumbsday defense.
Wow. Jesus.
Okay, Grobber.
Talking about
more like Dumbsday.
That's
I was there.
I was there. You weren't.
You trade away Micah Parsons and you think it's gonna be fine.
Well, that's fine. The one saving grace for Eberflus, that I imagine that when he was drawing up kind of what his defense would look like, he would go, yeah, we'll drop seven because we've got Micah Parsons and we can.
Sure.
But you do need to then, now that you've had a month to think this through, go, we don't have Micah Parsons. So what is it that we should try to do?
More bees. I need more bees.
Dennis Allen's missing a bunch of guys too, but they managed.
Organic. Well,
and again, even on that last touchdown, as we were talking about, Tom Brady was right. Like, Eberflus and the Cowboys had to commit a spy to respect the RPO and open lane that was open to Caleb Williams' right. So because of that, you had people open in the end zone.
And that throw, we'll talk about the Luther Burden throw, but the throw to DJ back over the middle.
Come on, man.
Sick.
Like,
it's the special.
That's crazy stuff. You're not supposed to do that. And you're not supposed to be able to do that with that type of velocity on the ball. That's, the spin rate on that throw was amazing.
That's part of why people say generational. Like, I'll never forget Daniel Jeremiah saying, you know, the easiest way to say it, he's an excellent thrower of the football.
Yeah.
Like, he's a truly great thrower of the football. Like, it's just what he can do with the arm is special.
The next challenge of the 201, I think, is when you're on the run, can you soften it up on like the lob pass where you have to have a little bit of touch? That would be my next question.
Isn't it? There's good tape to work on. There's good tape to work. Like, he did a bunch of stuff wrong.
Love that.
It was really interesting too, because the tone of Ben afterwards wasn't like a celebration.
Not a guy who just got his first NFL win, right?
Until, I mean, the locker room Ben was, but the guy at the podium was not.
Back to business.
And you got to get back to business and do some things and get yourself ready
for the
fight in the desert, which will be at Circa for that. And we're very excited about that. We've got a Friday show, a special Saturday show, and a Monday show. We're going to be at Circa from Thursday until Monday night.
So that Sunday... Sunday fun day NFL at the pool at Circa. When you guys talked about it last year, that sounded about as good as it gets.
We got our itinerary today from the boss, and we have a cabana available all day Saturday.
Oh, my God.
And all day Sunday.
Wow.
And, it's going to be
all right, I'll see y'all there.
Come on out. Come on out, man.
Melissa and Austin from US 99, they're going to be there. Right.
And remember, tomorrow, a host swap. And Thursday, a show swap.
So Layla will be doing afternoons. Mm-hmm. Spiegs will be doing middays. Nico Horner is going to be on for an hour on middays. And Layla and I are figuring out how we're going to talk to Ian Happ tomorrow.
I wish you the best of luck in that pursuit.
So we got to figure that whole thing out. Here's what we have planned for today's show. We are going to obviously revel in the joy that is the Bears getting that win. We're going to talk with Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock. That's exciting. We are going to take your phone calls, and it'll be nice to have victory phone calls versus phone calls. Jason Leisure joins us at 4 o'clock on the show, and then we're going to have a Caleb analysis. It is a Victory Chicken Monday. Shout out to Harold's in Hyde Park. Yes,
Jalen Johnson will not be able to join us. He's got surgery, as we all know. So
okay, so breaking news.
Yeah,
on the scores, brought to you by Wildfire.
Surgery and things.
That is actually, was that reporter reported until just now?
I guess I just did.
Yep.
Today won't work with surgery, says Jalen, who's been very good about being in touch lately. So,
all right, so we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about living in your Bears joy. Don't go anywhere. Spiegel and Holmes after 10. He's open next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.